RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I'm going to give you 10 ways to make your house healthier. Have you got your little pen and paper out? Okay, let's start rocking right away. Number one, keep the kitchen for cooking. If the kitchen is the hub of your family life, you're likely to be eating 15% more during the day. That's right, because you're always hanging out there and picking up things back and forth. People who keep chips and stuff on the kitchen counter weigh 8 pounds more than the neighbors who do not. And check this one out. Those who had just one box of breakfast cereal that was visible anywhere in the kitchen weighed 22 pounds more than the folks who did not. Are you listening to me? Clean up that kitchen and stay the heck out of there when you're not eating and when you're not preparing food. Geez, people hang out there too much. So keep only healthy food in sight. Put a clear glass bowl of fresh fruit at eye level so it's in easy reach. So if you really want something, it's right there. Don't have 900 chairs and stools in your kitchen. Good grief, everyone's going to hang out there. Don't keep that wine rack in there either. You know what I'm talking about. And serve food on individual plates rather than taking large dishes to the dinner table. Please. All right. So keeping your kitchen for cooking. Really healthy. All right. Number two, use smaller plates. Duh. All right. So the food lab at Cornell University conducted a study and found if you just swap the larger plates for smaller ones, and that means, you know, a 10-inch instead of a 12-inch, we would eat 22% less food and feel just as full. Did you hear me? Smaller plates. Number three, be clever about the color of your dishes. Ha! Caught you on that one. The color of your plate and the corresponding color of your food is crucial to prevent overeating. A lack of contrast can lead to a 22% increase in serving size, according to the Cornell Food Lab. So, a white plate with white rice won't help limit portion control. So using a red plate or a colorful plate. All right. That's a cool idea. And then number four, give blackout curtains a second thought. Do you wake up too early? What's going on? You put on those blackout curtains and you don't even see the daylight. Good grief. You're messing with your natural light controls, which help us maintain a normal sleep-wake cycle, along with the immune system, hormones, blood pressure, and all your brain-body functions. Don't be messing with that cycle. Neuroscientists have been always telling us, please, please, we get far less exposure to light in the daytimes, 10 times less, and more in the nighttime than our ancestors. Oh my gosh, we're all backwards on this one. So please don't do that. It's really important to maintain a normal daylight cycle. So don't be messing with all those dark, you know, curtains. Make sure to get that daylight in as soon as possible. Mucho's important. Next one, number six, make your bed. That's right. All right. So what does this mean? Well, the National Sleep Foundation said those of us who make the bed in the morning are 19% more likely to get a good night's sleep. That's right. So please, please, please don't be living in clutter. You know what I'm talking about, girlfriends. Number seven, paint your bedroom walls. Bet you didn't know this one either. Did you know the color of walls can alter your sleep, eating habits, and mood? You heard it. All kinds of studies have been done about this. For instance, red is a high arousal color, which stimulates the senses and raises blood pressure. It can also make us eat quicker. Oh no, we don't want that, as can a bright white kitchen. What? So soothing blue and green hues slow down the heart rate and breathing. And this is a calming effect that makes it ideal bedroom color for stressed out people, especially teenagers. Go ahead and start painting now. And a good rule of thumb is if a color occurs in nature, Ah, blue reminiscent of sky and sea. It will be more relaxing than a non-natural color, which will be more exhilarating. Here's another study done by Travelodge, and it showed that a light blue color is best for a good night's sleep, and that's 7 hours. Whereas purple was the worst. Ooh, 5 hours. All right, you heard me. Paint those bedroom walls. Kitchen, too. Number 8, turn down the heating. Your bedroom should ideally be 65 degrees for a decent night's sleep. Brr, that's kind of cold, but you know something? It does work. The natural rise and fall in body temperature is linked to your sleep cycle. It will be at its lowest at 5 a.m. and slowly climb as your day begins. If you're already too hot in the night, this will alter the body's natural dip in temperature and result in a restless night. Oh no, we got enough problems as it is. So keeping your home a bit cooler is much better for overall health and well-being. And by lowering the temperature, you can also lose weight by making your body burn more calories. Oh boy, I like that. That's called a win-win. Now, number 9, bring the outside in. Man, when I read this next stat, I was like, what? Okay, indoor air can be as much as 12 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the National Institute of Horticulture. Who knew? With compounds from paint and furniture and building material and clothes, it's all over our house. Certain indoor plants can help remove volatile organic compounds. What are the best plants? Write these down. English ivy, variegated wax, and asparagus fern. We love that. And they also found that other plants, rubber plant, spider plant, peace lily, and ficus, can lower the symptoms of sore throat, fatigue, and headaches in participants of studies. So who knew? And it's also, they think, due to an increase in humidity level. Man, this is the coolest science. I just love it. Now, number 10 is just going to make you smile. Honey, when's the last time you went in for dental surgery or your dentist's office? Did you ever notice they had a thing called a fish tank sitting in there? Oh my gosh, I remember that from childhood. So they had a study done by researchers at the National Marine Aquarium at Plymouth University and the University of Exeter. And they found that aquariums not only lower blood pressure and heart rates, but increase the feeling of happiness and joy after having watched fish swim in an aquarium. That's all. You just sit there and you kind of go back and forth and, oh my gosh. And then even watching a DVD of an aquarium, whip out that flat screen, honey, reportedly had a positive effect on participants. And by the way, the more fish there were, the greater the health benefits. Load that tank. Oh my gosh. So here are the 10 ways to make your home healthy. In summary, keep the kitchen for cooking. Right? Use smaller plates. Be clever about the color of your dishes. Give blackout curtains in your home a second thought, especially in the bedroom. Dim the lights. Make your bed. Paint your bedroom walls. Turn down the heating. Bring the outside in. Get a fish tank. And with that dim the lights, you know what I'm talking about. Get rid of those screens in bed. All of that blue light's making us crazy. We don't need that. It will really mess with your sleep. So would you put all those things away and just do a little moment before you go to bed at nighttime? How about that meditation? We love it. Okay? So, and more importantly than anything else, you know, grab a moment and read this list to yourself and say, whoa, I need to make some changes. All of these are so simple to do, and they'll help your health and well-being in the long term. Yay for you! I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Ropes, and...